the chip on your shoulder, taking it off and keeping it off. As I am preparing to leave the Inner Authority course, I see the need to dig deeper and deeper into the morass of human misery so that I can dig you out of there. I have tools, but I want more. And more. And more. It is not about getting myself out of misery. I am already 70% in crot, clear in crot, of misery. And that is a blissful place, but it took me 34 years, so far, and I don't know many people who are willing to work on themselves that long. I did it because I was so miserable. So I have been looking at modalities, methods, systems, that look hopeful. Methods that their truth value is decent. Human design clocks at 30% truth value, very decent, especially if you compare it to other disciplines that are all under 10% truth value. When I listen to the founder's talks Ra something or other, he says it takes 7 years to even learn to function in the world with the strategy they say is your by design strategy. How can I reduce that 7 years, inside my immersion program, the playground? So with that I have been pondering, listening, pondering some more. As usual, source comes to the in crot, rescue in crot. Yesterday I went shopping with the community van. Between being driven from one grocery store to the other, balancing a shopping bag, a soaking wet raincoat, and my purse, I forgot my purse in the van. So I found myself with no money, no phone in the grocery store. Luckily my Kindle was in the shopping bag, so I read for 2 hours, that is how long it takes the van to come back and take people home. I had no idea how to solve my shopping issue. The things I wanted to buy weren't much, but were necessary to live the way I claimed to live, eat well, live well, lol. So, as an emergency solution, I asked the driver to join the people who are going to the farmer's market, and promised to be at the community center by 9:10 a.m. As I was walking towards the center, I saw the van leave. It was 9 a.m. The driver forgot about me. Drove off without me. I was stuck, again, no groceries, no ride home. I was frustrated, I even got angry for a minute. Hurt. Then I got that and cried, inner weep and cried. I was paying close attention, the inner weep said, here I go again. No matter what I do, I don't matter. Obviously I looked at the incident as something that happened to me. Personally, I felt resentment against the driver. This had happened before that he forgot about me. Now, why am I sharing this? I said source answered with this incident. I was led to this situation by source, to see what happens if and when I don't make decisions from my inner authority. What happens is disaster happens, one size or another, but disaster nonetheless. I am a manifesting generator, according to human design. My strategy for a smooth life, my strategy for results, my strategy for decision making is to respond. I discount the human design thing, sacral, or some other center. The issue is to respond from a low excitement place. Or if it's a manifester, to inform. Inform from a low excitement state. Responding means, do not initiate. Wait for the opportunity and then respond. I could have brainstormed, talk to myself, out loud in the van and wait for the driver to suggest the farmer's market. Then he would have remembered, it would have been his idea. In my business I have seen that every single time I initiate, I create a flop, or a disaster. Costly. All my successful actions have been due to responding. All my unsuccessful actions were due to initiating. I had a good idea. There are 4 types of people, according to human design. Generators are about 70% of humanity. Generator and manifesting generator. I have 2 students in the playground who have a different type called manifester, 10% of humanity. The manifester's strategy for making decisions for a smooth life, and for success is as puzzling, as counterintuitive as mine. It is to inform. First calm down. Both the anger and the excitement. Calm. Sober. And then inform. Anything they do from a heightened state is a catastrophe. They need to inform whom it may concern about what they are going to do. Not ask for permission, not ask for approval, agreement, support, none of that. Inform. Every single mishap they have shared, thus far, were the result of them acting without informing. And the resistance of others, the blocking actions of the people they could have informed, made their actions not successful. In fact, the results made them angry. Whether it was with their 6-year-old son, or with their good-for-nothing husband, or their boss, or the sister that was kicking them under the table, or whoever concerned. The action, whether it is a good action or a bad action, is immaterial. One of my manifestor students screams bloody murder, or fights, or attacks. All without first informing everyone concerned that she is going to do that. If she did inform, even screaming, fighting, attacking would be okay. Surprises you? I am not surprised. LOL. Anger is a manifestor's reaction to life not going their way. The generators react with frustration. In my humble opinion, two things you can learn fast and then practice, in the human design, and you can increase your life satisfaction by 70%. 1. Eating according to your type, there are 6 types from this aspect. 2. Making decisions according to your type. And making these adjustments to your behavior can raise your life satisfaction, your success, by 70%. Now, why don't I just teach that? Because of the chip on your shoulder. I revealed mine, the chip on my shoulder says, I don't matter. Personally, what is important to me, doesn't matter to others. How I am, doesn't matter to others. Unless, of course, they hate what I do. Then I really matter. LOL. And no matter what else you learn, what other classes you take, what energy treatments you put yourself through, until the chip leaves your shoulder, it seems that life is all about that chip. You won't be able to learn and perform the simple changes the human design asks you to make. Because a chip, we call it ITCH here, takes control, and takes away all your power. Nasty, isn't it? When I look at students to see why they are not successful, I ultimately see that. 1. They didn't clear the chip off their shoulder. 2. They are making all their decisions with the wrong strategy. Mostly from I want what I want when I want it and I don't want what I don't want when I don't want it. And the combination of these two mistakes makes them, as long as they continue making them, useless, worthless, inane, second-class citizen, stupid, nothing, not a match to life. Because unless you can disengage the ITCH, it will take you to the same place it always has. To the chip on your shoulder. I had been successfully avoiding triggering my racket for quite some time. In fact, it has made an appearance maybe 3 times in the past 10 years. But in the past month it has shown its ugly face at least 6 times. Drama, drama, drama. The machine is there. Undaunted by waiting. Lying in wait, and jumping into action the moment the trigger is in cry, pulled in cry. In my case, initiating instead of waiting for someone or something to respond to. You can guess that it is against my inclination, and ego, to wait, to let others suggest, instead of being the brilliant idea generator. But I try to avoid my inclination like the plague. And I have been getting better, thank you very much. One of my students is a lot like me in his inclination. But completely unaware what kind of being would make him happy. He can come up with a good idea all the time, and he thinks that the ideas have value. But if you're a generator, your ideas are a dime a dozen, and have no value for you, unless someone else comes up with it. That doesn't mean that your ideas don't have value for others. Especially if they are generators. You produce value when the idea comes as to what to do from a need. My unhappy manifestors are either waiting for invitation, and do nothing, or act without informing. And that is their pathway to unhappiness. At least one unhappy generator in my program is acting as if he were a manifestor. And of course it doesn't work well for him. I won't say much about your eating style in this article, because I've talked about that a lot. But in my personal experience, how you eat, how you decide where to eat, what to eat, when to eat, has more influence on your mental and physical well-being than all the things you know or could learn about eating. Some need to eat by appetite, meaning, unless you have an appetite you won't digest your food. Some need to eat by taste, others by circumstances, yet others by the mouthfeel of the food, chewy, crisp, or comforting. A muscle test that. My muscle testing about your eating style tends to be as accurate as what the human design people come up with. I offer this service. Get your eating style measurement, go get it https://www.yourvibration.com/1/eating-style.